Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, the Majority Leader of the United States Senate, Senator Harry Reid, right here on Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers, brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the resort at Red Hawk, and the Las Vegas Review-Journal and reviewjournal.com.
The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center is proud to announce it has been designated a foreign trade zone. What does that mean for you? Well, bring your product to TRI duty-free. Manufacture it, store it, sell it, and then only pay the taxes when you deliver it to your customer. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center,
the largest industrial park in the world, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Item 29 was held, so that brings us to item 30, which is related to 31 and 32 and can be heard together if the commission wishes.
Items 30, 31, and 32 have been called forward. Is there any discussion on those items from the commission?
Hey, Roy. It'd really mean a lot to me if we could put to motion item 30. It's my favorite, personal favorite.
There's an easier way inside local politics. Las Vegas Review Journal. Get inside.
Since its creation more than a decade ago, the Southern Nevada Water Authority has focused on three goals: preserving water quality, improving water conservation in Southern Nevada, and meeting the community's current and future water needs. Through thoughtful planning, responsible management, and collaboration, it's succeeding. As we move into the 21st century, the authority continues to embrace sustainable water development and efficient water use. That's our promise to Nevada.
All systems check. All right, Sam, let's go check out some D&D roofs.
Hey, Ken. From up here, you can really tell the difference a quality D&D roof makes.
You're right, Sam. With our experience, knowledge, and staff, nothing compares to a D&D roof.
Hey, look down there. It's our D&D roofing crew.
I'll bank the plane. Let's get a closer look. Sam! You watch your company's bottom line, and I'll cover the top of it.
This satellite interview is sponsored by Scott Craigie and Alaris Consulting.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are very proud to welcome to the program the Majority Leader of the United States Senate, U.S. Senator Harry Reid. Pleasure to have you here, sir.
Glad to be here, Sam. Glad to be home.
Yes, I'm sure. The war in Iraq, waiting for General Petraeus' report in September. What else can we do before that?
We pretty much know what's going to be in the report. Senator Durbin, who's my assistant leader, senator from Illinois, just returned, and he had a long conversation with Petraeus. We all like Petraeus. He's a real soldier, PhD from Princeton, honest man. And I think he's already told Durbin that his troops are going to start being pulled down. You would say, how many? Does that mean 500 or 20,000? But they have to be pulled down because we don't have the ability to rotate the way we did. The key is when we're going to get out. That's the key. We have a situation. We're now engaged in an intractable, now civil, religious war. We have our gallant troops protecting the Shias, the Sunnis, the Kurds, and each of the groups trying to kill our soldiers. All the polls show that more than 70% of the Iraqis think we're doing more harm than good there. We now have lost over 3,700 troops, more than 20,000 wounded, a third of them grievously, 2,500 double amputees, blind, paralysis. It's a no-win situation for us. Even Petraeus, the commander on the ground, today has told anyone that will listen, as he told people when he went over there, including me, the war cannot be won militarily. That's what we have to come to realize. And we know the fact that they have the Anbar province is doing better. That's good. We're all happy about that. But it's like a balloon being squeezed. Now they're up in the northern Iraq. One bomb blast killing as many as 500 people 2 days ago. 9 soldiers killed 2 days ago. 3 yesterday. Costing the American people about $400 million every day. This is something we need to get out of.
Do you have any time frame in your mind?
Sure, I absolutely. We should start redeploying troops within 60 days. We should have all of our troops out of Iraq by the 1st of May, except for those dealing with counterterrorism, dealing with training the Iraqis and force protection. There should be no permanent American bases in Iraq. None.
Do you see just continued chaos in Iraq?
Iraq is a country that was formed in the 1920s because to take a little pressure off of Great Britain in the Middle East. Gertrude Bell was the woman that did it. She was a spy, Great Britain. She was a friend of Lawrence of Arabia. She was well known, and she was given the assignment to form a new country, and she did it. Took divergent groups from all over, the Kurds, Sunnis, Shias. But remember, when we talk about Shias, we're talking about a society that's made up of many different subgroups. Just like we were all learned about last week where the big bomb blast was hit. That was a different religious group that I'd never heard of before.
Lisa Mascaro wrote a very moving piece in The Sun about what she referred to as your Walter Reed moment. What happened when you went to Walter Reed?
Well, my feelings in Iraq have developed over the years. I voted to go into Iraq. I didn't realize at the time that I was being misled and the truth wasn't being told to me, but that's in fact it was. I voted the way that I felt I should based on the information I had. I learned about the parents sending armor to their sons and daughters. I learned about the vehicles not being properly armored. I went to Walter Reed previously, but this last time I went out there, it really was a moving moment for me. I can remember a woman who said, I've been in the Army 22 years. She said, I have 2 master's degrees. Pretty smart. She said, I'm an expert with numbers. She said, I've never had my skin pierced being in Iraq, but I've been knocked down many times by those explosions. And she said, right now I don't know my own phone number. My husband has to help me do anything. I can't do anything anymore. I am disabled. A 20-year-old man from Cleveland, Ohio, big man, said, I've been shot in the stomach. I got over that. I had my best friend vaporized sitting next to me. He said, I wake up in the middle of the night. I'm afraid. I'm sweating. I become violent. I've kicked in walls. I've tried to hurt people. I can't think anymore. I don't know if I'm ever going to get any better. That's just 2 of the things that I saw out there that really tore at my heartstrings. I know war is difficult, but it has to be a war that means something and helps us. This invasion of Iraq, the worst foreign policy blunder in the history of our country. It has destabilized the Middle East. There's a civil war going on in Israel now. The Palestinians have a civil war going on. In Lebanon, there's a civil war. And in Iran, they're thumbing their nose at us. And that's not the only bad news. We have lost our standing in the world community as a result of this invasion. We're an occupying force in a foreign country. We invaded for no good reason.
Should we be talking to Iran as against being bellicose?
Absolutely. Ronald Reagan. No one in elective office was more anti-communist than Ronald Reagan. But what did Ronald Reagan do the first day as being president of the United States? He sent his emissaries, his diplomatic corps, into the Soviet Union. This anti-communist, Ronald Reagan, had face-to-face meetings with leaders of the Soviet Union. What came of that? Diplomatically, the Cold War ended the war. And George Bush should take a lesson from that. George Bush should understand that the only progress that can be made that's meaningful is through diplomacy. Of course there's a time for war, but that's at last resort. And we don't have last resorts for invading Iraq. We don't have last resorts at this stage for invading Iran. We have to just see if we can talk our way into a better situation. It's worked in the past. It'll work in the future.
You know, it's amazing. Every Republican candidate at the debates evokes the name of Ronald Reagan. I'm amazed to hear the majority leader, a Democrat, invoke the same name, but I understand.
Let me just say about Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan, I've served in Congress with Ronald Reagan. I disagreed with Ronald Reagan on many, many things. But Ronald Reagan was a person who liked to get along. He was able to accomplish things because he believed in working with the other side. the guy we have there now, I'm an experienced member of Congress. I know the difference. I've worked with Democratic presidents, Republican presidents. And the man in the White House today had the opportunity. Karl Rove just left. He became president. Bush became president, getting less votes than the man he beat. It would seem to me that set the standard for trying to get along with the other side. It was just the opposite. He and Karl Rove wanted to create a permanent Republican majority, and they've created a permanent Republican mess. They have not been willing to work with us.
Okay, let's take a break. More with the Senate Majority Leader when we come back.
For a videotaped copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The tapes are $20 each, including shipping.
It's about more than just keeping the lights on. It's also about renewable energy. It's about using the heat from the earth to supply geothermal power throughout northern Nevada. It's about using solar energy in southern Nevada. And it's about plans for wind power in eastern Nevada. It's about what's best for our future. Sierra Pacific Power. More power to you.
Remodeling a bathroom too, I see.
Yep. Glad I'll be at work.
A week's worth of dust and noise. Who needs it?
Rebath said they'd have it finished when I get home today.
Just one day, huh? Well, here's hoping, pal.
What were you thinking?
I should have called Rebath.
Wow. I can't believe Rebath did all this in just one day.
Don't monkey around. Call Rebath, America's largest bath remodeler, at 1-800-BATH-TUB.
A third of all funding for Nevada's public schools comes from the gaming industry. That's just one of the ways gaming is more than just a game.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, I never get tired of reintroducing the Majority Leader of the United States Senate, U.S. Senator Harry Reid. The crisis in the mortgage industry stabilized a bit this morning with a 0.5% drop in the discount rate from the Fed, and the Fed's already been dumping billions of dollars into the system. What should the government be doing at this point with this mortgage crisis?
Well, I think the federal banking system, the Treasury Department, was really asleep at the wheel. I'm not an expert in finance, but I couldn't believe the people were buying homes. There were tremendous pressure to sell homes from people building them, the people selling them, the mortgage bankers, everybody. And I think that we have a real problem with the Treasury Department. They should have been doing better than they did, as foreseeing what was going to happen. Cheap credit can't go on forever. And this is proof that that's the case.
Now, should Congress be involved? There's been talk about helping out families who are losing their homes to foreclosures.
I think it's something we need to take a look at, but we have to be very, very cautious. I want to help people that are in trouble, of course, but you can't bail people out of situations that they shouldn't have gotten themselves into in the first place.
Okay. Immigration. The last time we passed an immigration bill, it took from 1977, when Carter first started doing an investigation of the needs, through 1986 to get it passed. And obviously, we've only been at this a few years now. So it's not a great surprise that the immigration effort failed. But all of a sudden, we're seeing major enforcement efforts going on, fines of people, employers who are employing illegal aliens, but without anything on relieving the situation of the millions who are here undocumented.
We have a problem that's built up. It's built up for a couple of reasons. One is we haven't focused on the border security, and that isn't only barriers and fences and all that stuff that we see in our mind's eye, but it's also enforcement and not having an Immigration Naturalization Service having the ability to follow up on student visas. Just simply, it's old-fashioned. The computer system is old and antiquated, sometimes non-existent. So we have that problem. But the other problem is a lack of enforcement. That is, we have employer sanctions. Employers hire illegals with impunity. They should not be able to do that. And so We tried comprehensive immigration reform. I believe in it. I believe it should have included a great deal of effort to strengthen our borders. We've talked about that a little bit. It should do something about the 12 million people who are here now illegally. Just say, okay, don't worry about them. We can't do that. Going to ship them all back? Can't do that. We can't afford it monetarily and otherwise. So I agree that what we should do is do something to give them a pathway to legalization. Is that amnesty? Of course it isn't. They'd have to pay penalties and fines. They would have to learn English. They would have to have jobs. They would have to pay taxes and stay out of trouble. They wouldn't go to the front of the line. They'd go to the back of the line. Take about 13 years to do that. I thought that was a good approach. We have to have some temporary worker programs. The perfect example is agriculture. Right here in Lyon County, we're the largest producer of white onions in America. We also produce large amounts of garlic. Seasonally, we need workers there. We can't get them under the present system. We need to change that. And finally, as I talked about earlier, we have to have strong, effective enforcement so that employers are not hiring these people, I repeat, with impunity.
Okay, but here's a situation. If you have employers being forced to fire people if they discover that they're illegal, aren't you going to see major problems in the hotel industry in the state and in agriculture in the state?
It's not the
construction.
The problem is not in the problem is basically in the construction industry. It's not in the hotel industry. There's some, perhaps, but the way that I look at it, enforce the law. If there's some problems with it, that's too bad. It's too bad. That's why we needed comprehensive immigration reform. So if there are some people who have fallen through the cracks, who are working, who have improper papers, there's a system to take care of it. Right now, I'm in favor of enforcing the law. What's wrong with that?
So nothing. But if there turns out to be a crisis situation in these various industries across the country, is that your way of forcing Congress to actually act?
I don't. At this stage, we don't need Congress to do anything. I think we need comprehensive immigration reform. But right now, we need the administration to enforce the laws that are on the book now. And strict enforcement. Now, I don't want to get into a ping-pong match here as to who did a better job, but Clinton did a pretty good job enforcing the immigration laws. The last 6.5 years, they have not been enforced. The number of procedures, I'm missing the word, where they go after employers has dropped like 90% during the Bush administration.
So, we'll have to see what happens, but I mean, these are heavy fines. These are not minimal amounts of money.
Too bad.
Okay, no, fair enough. Let's take another break and we'll come back with more with the Majority Leader of the United States Senate, Harry Reid, right after this.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
When you need a new employee, how can you be sure who you're really hiring? A background investigation by Employer Links will uncover criminal records, verify the applicant's education, check their credit history and Social Security verification. An investigation will research professional licenses and driver's licenses and let you know why they're unemployed. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
My family started this business 27 years ago.
We work hard to serve our customers and our community.
But it's getting harder and harder to keep the doors open.
For example, our workers' comp is going through the roof.
Isn't anyone on my side anymore?
The Retail Association of Nevada is. If you're a small business owner, we can cut your workers' comp by up to 50%, lobby for your interests, and keep you informed. Put us to work today.
South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends is the Tamarack Junction. Enjoy great food 24 hours a day in the dining car restaurant. For a quick bite and the best sandwiches in town, it's the Whistle Stop Deli. And for the best appetizers and menu selections and a large variety of cocktails, beer, and martinis, it's Sully Sports Bar and Grill. The Tamarack Junction is your junction for fun, just north of the Summit Sierra on South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun. Yeah.
Senior Spectrum newspaper, serving Northern Nevada since 1987, reaches active adults, baby boomers, caregivers, and people with aging parents. Senior Spectrum can be found at over 300 locations. Cutting-edge information, news to help you make decisions on staying healthy and living well. Call 348-0717. That's Senior Spectrum, your senior newspaper. And mark your calendar. Senior Fest returns September 12th, 9 to 2 at Reno Town Mall.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with the Majority Leader of the United States Senate, U.S. Senator Harry Reid. You made news recently by saying that you were going to block the power plants destined for Ely. Can you do that?
Sam, I'm certainly going to try. We have a situation that took me a while to do what I had known was right for a long time. I know that it's not a very popular thing to do in White Pine County. But even White Pine County, we've had a number of people who stood up and said, thank goodness Reid's doing this. During the first stage, these plants would use 7 million tons of coal every year. 2 years, 14 million tons, 21 million tons, 3 years. We don't need to do that. The reason they're doing it is cheap. They could go to natural gas, which has become expensive. They want to use coal because it's cheap. And I say, use what we have for free. Sun, wind, geothermal. They're going to spend $3 billion in the first stage of this thing on White Pine County. $3 billion coal. Let them spend a few billion to develop geothermal. We're the Saudi Arabia of geothermal energy. We could produce far more electricity than we would ever need in the state of Nevada with geothermal. We could supply other states with electricity with geothermal. But no, we're not doing that. They're spending all their money with coal, and it's been very difficult because of the tax situation in Washington that we could help with because these huge power companies aren't developing the alternative energy. They're leaving it to the private sector, and they shouldn't do it. These utilities have a monopoly. Let them spend some money on alternative energy.
Okay, is the technology there to be able to provide the same kind?
With coal, that's one thing that makes me mad, to say, well, we're going to have clean coal technology. Clean coal is dirty. They don't have the technology for clean coal.
Right.
Sam, I got millions of dollars for a clean coal technology at the Tracy Power Plant for Sierra Pacific. They turned to natural gas when it got cheap. Clean coal, it can't be done clean.
Okay, but are renewables to the point where we can produce as much electricity from renewables today as we can with using coal fired?
Without any question, but they should have started 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 2 years ago, a year ago. They're going to have to start now. Geothermal, oh, it's here, it's coming up. We produce, we either produce or we have in the transmission lines, you know, the production now underway for 1,000 megawatts of electricity being produced by geothermal. That's really good. But we have fought. Wind power has been fought. The military's caused some problems there. And I don't believe it's had the support of the power companies. So I'm going to do everything I can to stop this. You realize that this would produce millions of tons of pollution. California, our sister state, 36, 37 million people. They use lots of electricity. How much is used that's produced by coal? 1%. 99% is produced in some other way.
Right, but these power, and that's a good point, because the power plants that will be in White Pine County not only would be supplying Las Vegas, but they would also eventually be selling in California.
Yeah, why do you want to ruin that part of the state of Nevada? And it would ruin it. Not only that part of the state of Nevada, ruin our national park. It would blend over into Zion and all the other beautiful facilities they have in Utah. Why? For what?
But the other argument to play the devil's advocate is that the cost of this power is going to go up significantly, is it not? So people in Las Vegas and Northern Nevada will be paying higher rates?
Yeah, they're going to do that if it's coal-fired. Let them spend a few cents extra and come up with alternative energy that my children, my grandchildren, can breathe clean air. I have four grandchildren here in Reno. I have, I lose track of where they all are, but lots of them in Vegas. And I want them to breathe clean air. I don't want them, it used to be, Sam, in our country, it was a rare thing for a kid to have asthma. It's now lots and lots of them, and the air is bad. This will make it worse.
Okay, and that's where we got to leave it. It's a pleasure to have you on the program as always, sir. Thank you for doing this. We'll be right back in Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
This satellite interview is sponsored by Scott Craigie and Auris Consulting.
Nevada Newsmakers, brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the resort at Red Hawk, and the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Nothing compares to BMW Ultimate Service. Just ask the drivers of other luxury brands.
Oh, these aren't BMW keys.
Will that be a problem?
Yes.
They can pay thousands a year for their service.
Only BMWs, miss.
With BMW, you pay nothing.
There you are.
Wow. Look at all those zeros.
BMW Ultimate Service. Above and beyond any warranty.
Get the ultimate in service from Bill Pierce BMW in Reno.
Thanks for your help, Don.
Sure, Mike. How's your construction business going?
It's really growing. How's your business going?
Well, ever since I opened the restaurant, I've been having trouble with my workers' comp program. Who handles your workers' comp?
Well, I use Pro Group Management. They really work with me.
Are they expensive?
Well, I've never had an increase in rates.
Whoa.
I'll get you the number. And thanks again, Don. I couldn't have done this without you.
Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Catch all the excitement at Gold Dust West Casino. From the hottest slots in Carson City to our poker area. Throw a few strikes in our bowling center. Then enjoy a great meal at one of our restaurants. And always use your Gold Rewards card to earn cash back rewards and comps. If you're looking for fun, you can find it at Gold Dust West Casino. Your house full of friends.
Discover a place where entrees are served free of distractions. Wine Spectator has.
The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center is proud to announce it has been designated a foreign trade zone. What does that mean for you? Well, bring your product to TRI duty-free. Manufacture it, store it, sell it. And then only pay the taxes when you deliver it to your customer. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the largest industrial park in the world, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. And if you're heading to the beach or the pool and you want to take Nevada Newsmakers with you, download it free of charge from iTunes to your iPod. Some of the guests this week, it's a stellar lineup. Governor Bill Richardson running for president and Congressman Dean Heller. And on our next show, Pete Ernott from R&R Partners, a Nevada legend right here on Nevada Newsmakers. We'll see you on the next program.